This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Medicaid for the poor, if they can get it. It's a simple fact of the modern economy and our peculiar economic system that when you turn over the management of a public program to a private entity, whether it be housing, healthcare, welfare, pretty much whatever, and the direct or presumed incentive for the private enterprise will not be to facilitate access by recipients but to deny them, then they will. How else can the private outfit justify their profit off the public purse? This is painfully true when access is discretionary, allowing more bias and expectations of reward to drive down participation, but it is especially the case in dealing with a few overall entitlements left in the American benefit system. I would almost call this wage privatization law, except that at this point in the neoliberalist nightmare we're all hoping to survive, this must be obvious to just about everyone, even if they're unwilling to admit it. More evidence of the inevitable results of such private corruption of public entitlements comes now in a report from the Inspector General's Office of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. They found that a number of huge private insurance companies that contract to manage the health care of millions upon millions of lower-income families under the Medicaid program have absurdly high denial rates that also prevent millions of poor families from receiving the health care they need. As reported in the Times, the for-profit insurance companies, including Aetna, Elevance Health, Molina Healthcare, and United Healthcare, operated some Medicaid plans that denied medical care under request for prior authorization of services by rates that were greater than 25% in 2019, the report found. About 2.7 million people were enrolled in these programs at that time. Another 8.4 million were enrolled in plans with above average denial rates from 15 to 25%. Don't get me wrong, we've done a bunch of reports on nonprofit and other hospitals and how they've handled charity, so I'm not saying that doctors and hospitals are always heroes here and not doing their own share of money grubbing. The IG's report is calling for state and federal officials to up their oversight game, as well as calling for a revision of the incentives for the private profiteers to reject medical care for the poor. Unfortunately, states have some financial incentives to reject people as well, not only because of the small share of their financial participation, but there are also a number of states now that have an ideological and political program based on punishing the poor and denying benefits. The same practice by private insurers is also the case in Medicare Advantage for seniors, but there they reject care for fewer oldies than the poor. Small comfort, that is. Same problem, different verse. Denials were 12% of requests in 2019, but unlike with Medicare, if an insurer refuses to authorize a treatment, patients are not automatically provided with an outside medical opinion as part of their appeal. They are entitled to a state hearing. Okay, just picture these sick geezers putting all these pieces together, if you will. Mostly, not happening. This is all just wrong. While the companies are pocketing their share, families need health care, but they can stay sick or die. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.